This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Casino. I got 95.7 by my own producer.
No, that's how we
got
to do it. The guys talked the other day. Is Drake the GOAT? At Damian Barling. Drake absolutely is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was wow. Reading the caption, the video was like, Drake absolutely is. I looked, wait, oh, this is bad.
Man, Soren says, this is D-Lo's OK Lake show moment. Damn. On the day of Kendrick's concert.
Oh, Kendrick's not going to be happy.
He's not going to let you on stage.
I was certainly planning, well, me and Lefty Gunplay was going to go on stage in Vegas, but guess that's out the window.
I guess you're OV D-Lo now?
D-Lo, the OVO Fest coming back. The rumor is, it's not a rumor. It was just Maul and Rory speculating.
Oh, there's two reliable sources.
Well, somebody's connected. They connected. That Rory, I don't think he's like OVO, but he's like, I could see a reunion of Future and Drake at the OVO Fest.
Hmm. Yeah, there's no reason that shouldn't happen.
I mean, I could see it happening. I don't know. Future never really said anything, so I guess it could happen.
But like
he just enabled.
If you hosted a podcast with, I always use Carmichael Dave. I don't know who else to say, with Alan Stiles, and Alan said something bad about me. Uh-huh. What's your responsibility there? But doesn't say my name.
Right.
But everyone knows he's talking about me.
My responsibility would be, hey, hold on, player.
Do you got to drop another verse?
Hold on, yeah. Hey, bro, we're not doing that.
But here's the killer, though. You know the podcast is a hit. You know the podcast is a banger.
Even if we don't have a show together. No, we can't. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing, like, you got to change that verse or do that somewhere else. Do that on Gunplay Lefty's song. We ain't doing that.
I think it's Lefty Gunplay, isn't it?
Yeah. Disrespect that, man. That's my man's. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that here.
Okay.
But, I mean, like I said,
Future Metro Boomin just said, hey, Doc, we're doing this. We're doing this album. We got this unique concept. You know, we need a verse from you. Mm. Or can we get a verse from you? And Dot sent back that. And they didn't know. And they got it. And they were like, oh, my God.
I think Metro might have known. I don't know if Future did or not. Like, to start it off. Like, Metro might have been.
Because,
like,
I mean.
Metro might have said, like.
Like, know, how did, like seriously, like, how do you think that started? Do you think it was, hey, you ready to go at Drake? Or are you ready to set this thing off? Or was it just.
We
need a verse, and that was the verse he sent back, and it was like, oh man, we're about to start something.
My thought, which this would be a 30 for 30, like how this all got started. Like, this would be a great podcast that I would listen to. But my thought would be, we got Kendrick lined up for this album. Somehow Metro hears that Kendrick ready to set it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, set it off on this track on our album.
Mm-hmm.
Set it, like, I don't like dude either. Like,
mm-hmm.
Set it off.
Mm.
And whether he's talking to him directly or back channels, they're like, all right, I'm gonna do it then. Best send the beat. Here's the beat. Oh yeah, we going in on this. And
I wonder what
I don't know if Future was like even aware of any of this.
He didn't know until the album came out.
Yeah, hey. In my world, this was Metro and Kendrick working together.
Sure.
But I don't know.
But it can't be, right? Like, Future's name
Future,
is on that.
Well, once Future obviously heard it before it went out.
Yeah.
He could have stopped it, but he might have had his own issue. Yeah, let's get after that too.
Well, you could be cool with Drake, but do you stop that knowing how much money you're about to make off all this stuff, though? like kind of like it's kind of like resting a
well
bit,
that's the, but that and that's why I threw in the line about the but like they knew that song was a smash. Mm-hmm. They knew it, and they knew maybe they didn't know the level of which Kendrick's verse would take us to. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean, if it was like that song has a legit claim at Song of the Year last year
for sure. That was one of my favorites. It depends on if they have, well, obviously Metro does, Kendrick does, Future, who really knows? Maybe at the time he really had issues with Drake. Mm-hmm. If that's not my guy no more and we got beef, like, yeah, we letting it fly. Mm-hmm. But if that's still my man's, I can't let that song come out like that.
But a couple of people took shots at him on that album. Wasn't the Weeknd on that album?
Oh, that was the 20-1 on the remix.
Remix of what?
Or was it the Like That remix or just a completely different song? But it was
with the Weeknd?
That the Weeknd got on. The Weeknd got on.
No, that was a song on the album.
Yeah.
The Weeknd did something on that album.
The Weeknd did and ASAP did.
ASAP, that was the other one I was thinking of. ASAP did.
I think that was it because Rick did his own thing.
No, yeah. And Rick had been gone since. God bless him.
Well, Rosé, see, oh, I'm feeling like Joe Budden now. These people are so ridiculous. Rosé was on, oh boy, that's cool with Complex. I forgot because we follow each other, actually. The dude in Arizona, his podcast, and Rosé was, now he could have been being funny or whatever, but he asked me, he's like, it was door closed on you and Drake, like, ever linking back up again? And Rosé was like, I mean, you know, you never know. You never know. If you send me one of these bottles of Bel Air, you know, we can sit down and talk. Like, we can talk. You just went crazy on this dude.
Well, did you hear it? Did you see the clip?
Yeah.
It looked really sarcastic to me.
It could have been.
It looked like he was not sarcastic, just, but it was more like come bow down to me and maybe we can talk.
See, I didn't take it that way.
That's how I took it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I could be wrong.
But Rosé's such a performer. Like right. Rick is a work.
I think
Rick is
I
a
think,
pro wrestler.
I think Rick absolutely would sit down
with him. Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if Drake would with him.
Especially after Drake shot his plane down.
Yeah, I was gonna say, didn't his plane go down during all this?
Yeah, we have not heard from Rick since.
I was gonna say, was that a shoot or was that a work?
We have not heard from Rick Ross since.
Was
then.
He talking about, he was talking about Drake's private jet.
Yeah, and then a week later, yeah, that like, man's plane goes down.
Yeah, he said they shot my jet down or whatever. Like,
all right.
that was dangerous too. That's not funny. But
it's funny because he's safe.
Yes.
He's perfectly fine.
They're the only people that I think can't ever work together are Drake and Kendrick and Drake and ASAP.
Well, the only like if we talk to Kendrick ahead of his concert tonight, the only Drake related question I'd want to ask is why? Why was Like That? Why was that the moment to set this off? Because you two had clearly been exchanging jazz for years. I think I could make a compelling argument that the entire song element is about Drake. Mm. Just without a very, if you knew what you were listening to, mm-hmm. like that song sounds very, very different today than it did when it came out, you know, 10 years ago, whatever, however long ago it was. Like that record is 1,000% about Drake, but it's subtle enough to where, is that about Drake? But now you hear it and you're like, man, what are you talking about? You talk about Drake. Like, why when you dropped, why was now the time to make it very clear I'm talking about Drake? That's the only question I want to
know too. And I want to know, like, why? Like, why are we even here? Like, why? What's your issue with this dude? Like, is it just.
Okay, two questions. I have a second question. Give me the backstory on First Person Shooter. I'd want to know that too. Mm-hmm. Did he ask you to be on the song and you said no? And what was did you feel like that was a diss track?
Which goes into another conversation. Like, it feels like if all the stories are true, you had an issue with something that he didn't even know y'all had an issue with. You know what I'm saying? Like, If he's like, hey, let's all get together. It's our era. Let's get on the show, on the song. He might have, like, we cool. Like, I couldn't imagine somebody thinking that we're not cool and asking me to get on a show where we're all or a song. Yeah. We're all celebrating each other. So clearly you had an issue with something that he probably didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the issue? What was this? I got my thoughts about it. I'll try for another day. Like it's cool. I think it all could have been avoided. It all could have been avoided.
Well, most conflicts can.
And now it's to the point of no return with those two. They did say that maybe. About Jay and Nas too.
Yeah, that was ugly. I mean, this did get ugly. Like, this wasn't like Meet the Grams is not cute. Like, if that's rough. Meet the Grams is rough. There are elements to what's your favorite record? What is that song called?
Family Matters? Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, there's for me, there ain't if I'm Drake or even in some respects if I'm Kendrick, ain't no come. Like, we'd never be cool. Like, we don't have to always shoot shots at each other, but we're never gonna be cool.
Oh, nah. Like yeah, never, I can't. Ever, ever. One, if I'm Drake, I can't be cool with someone who, like, made a number one record calling me a pedophile.
Yeah,
like we're good. And if I'm Drake, I can't be cool with someone who made a song that he, wrote to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My family. The ones that existed and the ones that don't.
It got crazy on that Friday night.
Oh, man. Greatest Friday night in hip-hop history. We'll come back. We'll reset things. Shout out to everybody headed out to Oracle Park tonight. We'll talk more hoops. DeMar DeRozan was on a podcast. I don't know, man. I don't know. DeMar's great on the microphone. But are we sure this thing can't be fixed with DeMar DeRozan? We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We haven't done Bump It or Dump It for a couple of days. I'd really like to do that. Mm-hmm. And I have this one idea that has been lingering over this show for a couple of days now.
Russell
I think
Wilson?
That's the one. My thoughts on Russell Wilson leaving the Broncos when D'Lo and Casey return here on ESPN 1320. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Damn it.
Pamela Love.
The radio show always gets in the way of...
No, I don't care. I'll say it. Like, she won't care. It was funny. She tried to whisper it because I think she was worried I'd be offended and or people would overhear it. But I always joke because Pamela Love is... She's a black woman who works in our office, but she loves rock music. Mm-hmm. So she talks like when 98 Rock is playing over the loudspeaker. Like, she's got a... What was it? Pearl Jam shirt on. Mm-hmm. She was like, I was going to wear my Alice in Chains shirt. Like, she just loves rock music. And I always give her a hard time about it. And one day... She walked over to me as I made a joke about her shirt, and she goes, "Well, I like my music like you like your women." And
she walked away. She cooked your ass.
And I thought that was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
See, that's the thing. You can make a joke, just make it a good one.
Yeah.
Just make it a good one.
That's a great line. Like, well,
I get it.
All right.
I understand.
All right.
Oh, man. Shout out Pamela Love.
And not get much whiter than what I got now.
Shout out Pamela Love. Shout out Katie.
Shout out everybody here, man. We have a good time here at the Odyssey offices. Now, I was talking to our sales manager today, and he was like, you know, he's trying to find places to eat and, mm-hmm. You know, black businesses out here. And it's like, yeah, you know, Katie told him, we're going to take you to Q. That's our spot. And that's what we refer to it as, is Q.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, Kenny told me about another place. He said it was really good soul food. I was like, Kenny told you about Fix It. He goes, yes. I was like, that is Kenny's spot. He loves Fix It. These are very different versions of what we're talking about.
My boy Q go to work.
Very very good.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I found this other place that on Instagram I told Aaron about. I really want to go. He was like, it's like 1227. I was like, oh, that's Q.
Yeah.
The restaurant is called Q 1227.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. I was like, Kenny will get you for fixings. and we'll take you out to Q1227 when you get back from your trip.
I told Bill, we got a date set, man. I was like, come on, man, we'll take you on the tour, man. Because he was like, man, I'm nowhere. I go where my apartment is, and that's kind of where I go. I was like, come on, man, we'll set it up, man. Mm-hmm. We'll go on a little tour. I ain't going to make it like it's he's from D.C., so I'm not going to make it like it's D.C.
Yeah, right.
But we'll go on a tour, big dog. He's like, all right, set it up. And yes, we will be going to Fixins.
Oh, yeah.
There's also Creole Soul I need to go to.
You need to go where?
Creole Soul. I think that's on Broadway as well. I've heard great things about Creole Soul. Got to check that out.
As soon as he said Fixins, I thought, oh, oh man, it's been a while. Oh, shoot. It has been a while, but I'm good. I'm chill because I know I'm eating good this weekend. So I'm not eating that.
Yeah.
But I'm eating good this weekend.
You going, you stopping at Fixins Juneteenth? That 14th?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, my That's God,
man,
yeah.
That's man, dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We might have to call in a favor because I'm sure we're not the only ones thinking that.
That's going
to
be packed.
Yeah. Packed. Yeah. That's going to be we got a crazy June ahead. That's going to be a crazy weekend. I know we got Juneteenth events jumping off in Oak Park. I know there's Pride events going on that weekend as mm-hmm. well.
We're
going to be outside.
The day June 14th is, for me personally, is just, whew. I'm hosting a golf tournament in the morning, kicking it off. Two Rivers Foundation, shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Big fans of the show, too. So I'm doing that. Then we've got Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
And then, shout out to my mm-hmm. people at Two Raw Skate. I'm hosting a late night, all night skate from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
And that's all that weekend?
It's all that day.
That's a single day?
Morning of the 14th. The middle of the day.
Oh, my and then God, that sir. Night. I thought, man, I thought my, so Friday, the wake up call is hosting. If I got this right, it's a drag queen bingo event.
Sounds lit.
For Pride.
Okay.
At Sky River.
Okay.
So we're out there that Friday.
Uh-huh. That's Friday night.
That's Friday night. Mm-hmm. Saturday's Juneteenth, mm-hmm. and then Sunday, I think, is the Pride, the march.
Yep.
That's 13th, 14th, 15th.
That's an all-star weekend right
then
there.
Juneteenth is actually, Charlie asked if we wanted Juneteenth off. At first I laughed. I was like, oh, okay. It's the 19th, it's Thursday, and I didn't know what to say.
Well, okay. Maybe we'll talk off the air, but. I see an opportunity.
Yeah. It's a 2-day holiday.
I see an opportunity. Look. And we could be doing something, potentially doing something that night anyway.
Look.
The 20th.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, man.
Damn, I don't know. I want to
Now I think we can't take that off. We got to push our event.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if it
I want Charlie. I know you're watching. I want time and a half.
What's that? What's that 27 looking like?
I don't know. We're gonna change the setting of Juneteenth.
I'll be gone that day.
Jesse's celebrating Juneteenth on the 27th.
We'll all be gone that day.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Actually, in that regard, we'd be here on the 27th. We would be working on the 27th.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to get that 2-day
yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We always do. We always do. But we got some cool announcements coming your way.
For sure. DeMar DeRozan on the Run Your Race.
That was it. Yep.
I saw the clip. I mm-hmm. wanted to hear what he had to say. But what was your thoughts about it?
Let's get TC real quick. I forgot he was here. But it's good. He wants to talk about the Kings anyways. Okay. Mac Tam brings up a great point. Juneteenth, we just get 6 hours of James and Kyle.
Remember the first original idea?
Yes. We wanted Whitey to host. Whitey was still with the company at the time. I think Whitey did. Didn't Whitey and Kyle host Juneteenth once?
I don't think I was here.
Nah.
No, you've been here all the time. But
I think I was working that day, I mean.
Okay.
I don't think I ever worked with Whitey.
I absolutely think they did. Because I was just at home, so it wasn't like we had something to do.
No, okay, Charlie says we can't have the days off. He said no day, no time off, no time and a half. We get nothing. Wow, Charlie, really? Wow. I expected better from you, Charlie.
Charlie making us work, huh?
Man, Charlie just walked over and said, nope, no time and a half.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, man, unbelievable, Charlie.
Allow me to expose my colon once again. The ramification.
Let's get TC here real quick, then we'll talk about DeMar. TC, what's happening, baby?
Hey, we vibing. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, TC? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm just vibing, man. Hey, look, check it out. Hey, to answer that question, I believe so, bro. I'm not going to get too in
the... Whoa. What was the question?
Hey, did Kyle and Whitey work together?
Okay.
I think they did.
They did. It was for a short stint. But, hey, y'all grabbed the homie. Hey, listen, where he's supposed to be at, that's all we going to say. He where he's supposed to be at. As far as DeMar, bro, hey, we seen it already. I get it. Can we make it work with DeMar? I don't think it's so much of can we make it work with DeMar like he's mad about leaving. I think it's more about like, bro, he just don't fit. I get the mid-range, the 20 points a game. But what we trying to do moving forward, bro, I don't think he fits, dog. You get me? Like the whole, like we a ball movement team. Like unless we going super ISO. Then DeMar might want to stay, right? If Doug is like, man, I'm going to play a bunch of ISO ball. Keegan, when you get it, show me. DeMar, you show me. DeMar's cool in that note. But if we're going to play the Princeton, move the ball, play defense, bro, we've seen it already, bro. It just doesn't fit. Nothing against him. It don't fit, bro. So move him to a nice place. That's all I got. D-Lo, have fun on your trip, bro.
Thank you, bro. Matt George said, yes, I'll guest host for Juneteenth. You don't have to ask. All right. So DeMar on the podcast,
I think it's Theo Pinson.
It is Theo Pinson. Yeah.
He opens the door to crap on Sacramento. He does that on his own. He laughs. It's Sac, bro. Like, it's Sac. And he's, you know, kind of opening the door. And DeMar doesn't really take the bait. Mm-hmm. He says what he said on the podcast, what he said to us in his exit interview or his postseason interview, whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, it was crazy. Like, I've never experienced anything like that before. You know, from firing the coach to trading the franchise player to, you know, everything that we had to endure and try to figure out along the way. And, you know, the guy, Theo follows up with asking about Zach LaVine. And he was like, yeah, like it was tough because we're going through all of these changes. And I'm telling Zach, like, we're still trying to figure this out. And you're kind of walking into all of this while we haven't even figured this out yet. He was like, I've never gone through anything like this. He did not at any point crap on Sacramento. Mm-mm. He did not at any point say anything that would make you look sideways at what he was saying. Now, I understand this is a car with two steering wheels in it. Mm. DeMar is sitting behind one and Scott Perry is sitting behind the other. Mm-hmm. I think we've all gone with, yeah, it's probably in the best interest of the Kings. DeMar probably doesn't want to be here. It's probably in the best interest of everybody to kind of move on. DeMar is the ultimate professional. Mm-hmm. He is regarded around the league as a man the way that he is because of how he has conducted himself. It's not the mid-range. It's not the game. It's the way he has conducted himself over the last 16 years, over the 16, 17 years of his career. So he's never going to say that type of thing, certainly in a podcast setting.
Right.
But I did hear that, like, is there no conversation to be had between Scott Perry and the Sacramento Kings and Doug Christie and DeMar DeRozan about, you know, how do we build this thing out together? Or is it just he's our best trade piece, it's a movable contract, all of these different things, DeMar is done?
I think there should be a conversation between the two sides. Hearing that clip from the podcast, and the only thing that made me think that it might be a done deal from what he said, to go along with like how we just already think it's a done deal, is he was talking about he was like, yeah, it's just a crazy situation. You know, they traded their star player. It was they traded their star player, franchise player.
Understood.
So that's the only hint. And that's not even like a negative. That's not like he's knocking sack or something. He was just kind of speaking. It made me think that he was speaking already in, I'm not with them anymore. But he wasn't being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's a conversation that should be had. I really do, man. TC and a lot of people feel like, hey, it just doesn't work. He's not a good fit, all this other stuff. I understand that. But I don't think I don't think other people think this either. At least I hope not. I don't think the reason why the Kings finished 2 games under .500, were the 9th seed, weren't anywhere near a playoff situation, was because they had DeMar DeRozan in that system. I don't think that's the case. Could that have played a part? Could that have been something that kind of gave them a ceiling? You know, for sure. But say he does come back and you add a point guard and maybe you you bolster the bench or something like that. I still think it's a team that can be good, a team that can be a playoff team with DeMar DeRozan there. That's just me. That's just how I look at it, because I think the other things that were issues shouldn't be issues moving forward. And those were the bigger issues, the, you know, unhappiness with Mike Brown and the lack of cohesion between Mike Brown and the players, Mike Brown and those guys in the front office, a front office that completely just checked out on you, you know, halfway through the season, assistant coaches that checked out on you halfway through the seasons, injury. Like, I think those things were bigger issues than DeMar DeRozan and his style of play. And that's why if he did come back to Sacramento, I think that you could still be successful with DeMar DeRozan on the team. So I think a conversation should be had if it hasn't already, but both sides might already be like, we're moving on.
He's 36. Like, what are you building out with? Like, are we really going to run back to DeMar, Zach, and Domas?
Well, so that kind of brings up the next question. What's the next step then? If DeMar is a part of this, what's the next step?
Going to find a point guard. You need a starting point guard.
Well, that's a step regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I was having a conversation with my neighbor Frank this morning, and
shout out Frank.
He's a big Malik Monk fan. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way Malik and DeMar are back on the same roster, right? If you're not, someone has to be traded.
To just because they can't play together or something?
No, I mean someone on the team has to be traded.
To acquire the point guard, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, the reason why I pause on that is maybe you get creative with trade exceptions or something like that. And you can get you got a $16 million a year trade exception. Mm-hmm. If you get involved in a trade, maybe you can send that trade exception somewhere and you can get a player back that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I think. But the more realistic path is what you talked about, one of those two being gone. And even more realistic with that is DeMar being the one that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to move on from DeMar, one of the guys. I think bringing back DeMar and building, like, that's just short-sighted basketball, where when his contract's up, you're just back to square one. I think bringing him back is just short-sighted team building if they were doing that. Like, this team's got to start. like, I don't even know what they're kind of building for right now. I feel they need a rebuild, but it's kind of like clear they're not going towards that. And I think bringing back DeMar would be a mistake. Like, you're going to add a point guard, and to me, it's just a team that's going to live in the play-in, if anything.
Okay. Yeah, I was just asking. I mean, I heard him, and I thought, okay. I didn't pick up on the days like you did. That was a good good pickup on your part.
DeMar with De'Aaron Fox and the coach that wasn't getting fired, like, that was a lot better. Like, now, what this is, like, there's no place for DeMar, I feel.
Yeah, maybe so. A lot of, because I heard you guys talking about it earlier, like, what's the direction of this team? I mean, the direction should be to win.
But
it should be to win basketball games.
You that's put every the best team's direction, though.
So I don't know why we're asking what the direction is. Like,
but why is there no place for DeMar?
It's just is it because it's a team that's going on, like win what, like a play, like get to the, that's the team with DeMar,
but you
Levine
can't,
and Sabonis is not winning anything.
You can't make building. The roster better if DeMar is on the team.
No, because he's only going to be here for a year or a year and a half. Like, look at his contract. He's
36. So you want a young point guard back who can, like,
yeah,
be
it's
a
time
part
to,
of
like, if you want to keep Levine and Domas here, that's fine. Like, start rebuilding around that, but I'm not bringing back DeMar.
Okay.
I
yell at me. Man.
I look at DeMar as probably your best asset to acquire a point guard that's pretty good. You know, whether it's Drew, Colin, I think Colin Sexton is pretty good. Getting in those sweepstakes, I think it's harder to do that without moving DeMar, or to your point, DeMar or Malik Monk.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the NBA, like we talked about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
is you're not that far away from the playoffs and winning two rounds.
They were 9 games off of the 8th seed, right? Or the 8th seed won 49 games.
Yeah,
like, that's a pretty decent, that's a pretty decent distance to me.
Yeah, 9 games is a lot.
They were a lot the year before being team one and won 48. Because things went right. They did
right
things
you
in
had
offseason.
Player, like, we've talked about over and
hey,
over.
Hey, Kevin Herter's not walking through that door, pal.
Domas is not that guy or whatever. Levine has, what, 1 playoff series, I think, in his career. Like, that's not taking you forward.
So
I don't think adding around that is going to give you a 9-game jump. Or I don't think the margin is so thin where the Kings are right there. I don't see that with this team at all.
I think that's the NBA, though. I do think that's the NBA. Like, I don't think if you bring this team, we're not even talking about bringing it back, but if you have a lot of these guys still here and you add a better fit, that you're only looking at a 2-game difference. Like, I don't think, like, guaranteed, that's the max you can win is 2 more games. I don't think that's, I just don't think that's the case in the NBA. Like, like I said, you can bring somebody in, and you could fall 5 games less than what you did the year before. That's a possibility, too. I think it is that razor thin.
Because we mentioned, like, Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday's worst year offensively, like, since his rookie year. Like, he was not great for the Celtics at all this year. I don't think that's the guy that's going to make you a playoff team either. Like, the names we've discussed, like, I feel that it's not taking you anywhere. But it's less to do with, I guess, Drew and just more so what they have here now. Like, that's cool. They want to win and all that stuff, but it's tough to see where you're gonna add. And like, my thing is, if you truly want to win and you truly like want to take this to another level or whatever and like build, you need someone better than Levine and Domas, and I'll stick by that. I don't see them doing that. Maybe they can, but like, that's the only way I see this working. That
who
way.
Is that player?
John Morant, Trae Young, or LaMelo? It's fine.
John Morant, that much like they better. They're
John Morant. Is that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tier above Levine and Domas, yes. John Moran's a superstar to me.
I don't disagree that he's...
Eighth in jersey sales.
What is a superstar?
Eighth in jersey sales.
I'm glad
shoes.
You asked.
I don't disagree with that. But today,
Today, yes. Today, without a doubt, no questions asked, no doubt in my mind, he's better than LaVine and Sabonis.
Tomorrow on KC and Friends, Anthony Sane from Memphis. Remember we talked to Anthony one time?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to pull up on us. And I'm, you know, it's one of those things where.
It's KC and Friends tomorrow. It's going to be popping.
one of those things where the people there know more than outside, right? Mm-hmm. So people always try to tell us about the Kings in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're just reading winners. You don't know what's going on.
Go watch old Ric Flair matches and shut up.
So I'm going to talk to him and see how realistic it is that Ja gets moved.
Okay.
I venture to guess he's not getting moved.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's getting moved. But okay. They got a situation going on with that Jaren Jackson contract, and I don't know. I'd love to have Ja Morant here in Sacramento.
I still got my Ja Morant stock. Like, he hasn't been healthy. If he's healthy and all that, I think he impacts winning and all that stuff. I think he elevates the team.
Would you love to have Jaren Jackson?
No.
Same.
Damn. All right.
No, and he's a fine basketball player, good defender, whatever. I just you talk about what it might cost you to get him and what you got to pay to keep him here. Like, that's it's not Gobert levels, but it's not. I'm not interested in that.
We got a lineup for tomorrow.
We're working on it. Anthony Sane will be here at 12:45, 12:50 or so. Okay. It's Thursday. After watching and being around the office all week, I just put two and two together that Kyle won't be here tomorrow. So we'll figure that out. But
I'm not even gonna have Joe tomorrow. It's literally gonna be me, Casey, and James for 13-20.
We're just making it happen. Making it happen.
Man, I feel bad. I mean, not that bad, but you'll be fine.
You'll be on the air. You're good.
Eddie will be here. Coach JT gonna pull up on us. And then, yeah, we're trying to, you know, we're working some other things. It might just be me and Jesse for a little while, too. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Me and Jesse rocking.
6 hours.
I'll pass out live on air tomorrow.
Hey, as long as it's live on air, it's all that matters. We'll come back. We're talking about this offseason. Shams Charania says it's going to be the craziest offseason ever. That's what he told Pat McAfee. We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, at some point over the next hour and 15, we got to do Bumper to Dump It. So that's all ahead. It's Steelin' with KC. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
We back at it. D-Lo and Casey.
Just walking around the studio like nothing's going on. My bad.
Same thing about the concert in Vegas.
Yep.
I don't blame the food. I don't blame them. There's an hour and 13 minutes left in this show. One foot over here.
You know why I can't do that with this show? We got another show to do.
Well, that's true, too.
Your little work area over there is tough, by the way. You don't have, like, an outlet closed or anything like that?
Wait, run that back?
Your little work area right there. Like, there's no real close outlet or anything like that.
No, it's a tough setup over there.
Like, I'm trying to, like, plug stuff in. My iPad's about to die. I got to get printed rundowns from Joe.
Printed rundowns on the insiders is crazy.
Oh, that's their thing. Hey, you need to print a rundown? You need to print a rundown?
Nobody uses paper like the insiders do.
It's keeping somebody in business, so I'm okay with that.
No, that's fine.
I'm okay with that.
That's fine. We were talking about DeMar, and DeMar was on a podcast, talked to, you know, a little bit about the Sacramento Kings, how crazy the season was. Posed the question, didn't go over well. Pretty much no one on earth thought the answer would be yes, DeMar DeRozan could remain a Sacramento King. So I'll shut the hell up in that regard. But Shams Charania told Pat McAfee recently this week, I believe, that he thinks this might be the craziest offseason we've ever seen.
I saw that.
And with rumors of Giannis, and wasn't there, didn't our man Chris Haynes report Giannis and the Bucks were supposed to meet?
They did. Nothing came from it, I think.
Nothing happened?
Nothing has happened yet.
All right,
like,
so...
they just have had meetings. I think one of them was like... I'm going to look before I say.
Yeah, well, no, because I did the same thing. Look for it, because I saw something, and I was like, well, it feels like this is kind of noteworthy. I would have...
Did you see that they want to work through it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the same thing then. You can talk about this, since we saw it. It's real.
Yeah, well, I thought that would be bigger news if that really happened, but I haven't seen more about that. I saw, I think earlier this week, they were talking about Doc Rivers was going to come in and try to sell Giannis on, on the Bucks in Milwaukee? Maybe they shouldn't.
Yeah, maybe that. I don't know that that's the strategy.
Hey, what do you think that would sound like?
Oh,
Giannis. Giannis, let me talk to you for a second. Look, I know that we've had some struggles the last couple of years, and really my entire career since I'm bummed too. But look, I think you should stay here in Milwaukee. If for no other reason, I'm here. And I know you laugh at that, Giannis, but I'm here and I can help you. I can show everybody, including Connington, about Mbamutu. And once we get that together, I know Lillard only has one Achilles, but once we get that together, maybe we can win out of the first round.
I love in this imaginary scenario, Giannis laughed at Doc Rivers. That's the best part.
I can't find what we were talking about, but yeah, I saw that as well, yeah. Where it's like Giannis wanted to work with him, and I don't know if that was just, I don't know, something from the Bucks put out or what, but I saw that as well.
Yeah, I just don't know.
But I think the latest is, they're going to try to use Doc Rivers to get him to stay.
I was listening to something where they were talking about the situation. And
Lotus, man, Doc's still in Milwaukee, huh? That's a good point.
Where they were talking about, it's almost like what we've talked about before. Dame was a example of this in Portland, but like this is only going to end one way. Like just move him now, unless I'll stick to what I said before. Unless he tells you, I want to stay here in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
but if he's like on the fence, or if he even says something like, "Well, we'll revisit this next year." Nah, I don't want to.
Do you think this is going to end? These leaks that we get like year after year about meeting, and we'll use a word I don't think that he clarity. You think these are leaks from Giannis's camp? Be it people close to Giannis's representation, maybe Giannis himself.
I would say my first thought is no, but that's a good question.
You don't think?
I don't think so, because okay. I don't know if Giannis has the traditional camp that we talk about.
Okay.
You know, with a lot of these NBA players.
What's his brother's name again? Thanasis.
Thanasis said he's ready. He said he's healthy.
Oh, real great. Quick, for what it's worth, the betting odds on Thanasis' next team are the Rockets. All right. So, I don't know if that's where Giannis is going.
Thanasis has betting odds.
Hey, and you know what? I'm paying attention to those as well. Those ones matter.
Hell yeah.
As you should.
Hell yeah.
I mean, but he's still an NBA player. Like, I'm sure he's got a circle that may be in touch with some media people. But I feel like his stuff is a little different.
But I feel like every year they fall short, there's something about Giannis in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And, like, at some point, like, dog, you like the boy that cried wolf? Like, do you have a problem with the organization or not? Mm. And, again, I don't know that it's him.
Yeah.
But it could just be the media. Yeah. It could just be ESPN. It could just be, like, whatever. But, clearly, I mean, there's something to it if Chris Haynes is able to report, like, their meeting.
Mm-hmm. You think there's ever an aspect where, like, Dame was at this one point so beloved, blah, 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 blah. And then you're talking about, like, just the whole, we hear this every year now with Giannis. Think there's ever a point where they turn on Giannis for his trade requests, or if it ever does come about?
You mean Milwaukee?
Just Milwaukee. Like, I feel like general NBA fans kind of turned on Dame, too, where they kind of got sick of him.
Maybe they turned a little bit, but I don't think they did until the trade, like, it wasn't quick. I think because it took so long, everyone was like, y'all stop this.
Right.
Look, like Miami, like Pat Riley, like, bruh, enough.
Yeah.
I think that's where maybe the turn came from. Unless you're in Portland, then that's different.
I also think if we saw it here, if you try to, and I don't think De'Aaron was doing this, so I'm not saying this, but some people may, like, if you're playing in these people's face, that's what will get people to turn on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just say you want to leave. Mm-hmm. It's not, well, you know, I love the city. You know, I just don't want.
I didn't ask.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. You didn't kick open the door and say, trade me.
It was like, Giannis has done the sneaky, if we're not winning, I'm not even above getting traded.
And that's, right. And that's, when they try to soften the blow, it doesn't go the way they think it's going to go. Like, just,
you know, I'd have more respect if you just said, get me out of here. This place sucks. Do that.
Who was the last person who said that?
Has anyone ever said that? Well, Kawhi, players can't.
Kawhi, like, obviously, in San Antonio, he let it be known, I don't want to be here.
I think Kawhi was, this can't be fixed. Like, y'all broke this. This can't be fixed. I don't blame Kawhi either.
Did Kyrie just say,
yes,
I want out of here? Well, I'm thinking of which time, but I'm thinking of Cleveland.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he was like, I'm out. I want to leave.
Didn't soften the blow or nothing.
No, get me out of here. I know what y'all doing. I know what that guy is doing, and I don't want no part of it. Get me out of here.
Soren's got a good point. Jimmy Butler's done it like 3 different times.
Well, Jimmy's different. It was jackass all 3 times.
Get ESPN over here. I got to tell him I want to trade.
I don't remember the end of Chicago.
I don't either. Where's Manny?
I remember the end of Minnesota very well.
Yeah, everybody.
Obviously, the end of Miami.
Yeah. Harden in Brooklyn, but what about Harden in
Philly? Harden in Houston. He's walking around in a fat suit.
That was hilarious.
There's Fat Boy James out there.
There was a meme where it had like the fat suit and like, I guess, one of these makeshift, like, where Batman has his suits or whatever, and James like, yeah, it's time.
That was a great one. That was one of the best memes to come out of that. That was great.
So I guess it's just, don't be a jerk about it, and then don't try to lie to the people about it. If you just say, look, I just want to move on.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
I've done all I can do here.
Do not unfollow anyone on Instagram for at least 3 weeks.
That was crazy. That was a little.
I just didn't want to see it no more.
I do that too when I hate something.
All right. All right. That's cool.
Oh, my.
I've unfollowed people too. I didn't sugarcoat it after I did it, but I did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.